Been looking the last couple of days at just the model prayer, what the Bible refers to as the model prayer. It comes from both Luke and from the book of Matthew, Luke 11 and Matthew chapter 6. Looked at some background on that, but today I want to look at the direct verses that Jesus gives us as he prays. And again, in Luke chapter 11, it starts off this way. It says that, "Now it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray,' as John also taught his disciples." So it's important to remember that the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, and that Jesus then spoke the words that we're all so familiar with, which was his example. This is him telling us, his instruction, his teaching us how to pray. And it says in the book of Luke, it says it this way: "And when you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day to day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone who has sinned against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Now, if you read that in the book of Matthew, in Matthew chapter 6, it adds just a little bit more to that. And in Matthew 6, it goes on to say, after it says, "Deliver us from the evil one, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." So that's what is set aside for us as, if you will, the model prayer. The model of how to pray is how people say it. But I prefer to look at it this way. I think it is Jesus' instructions to us on how to pray. And so the question that I have for you is, in your prayer life, do you feel strong in your prayer life? Do you feel like that prayer time that you have is solid? Do you feel like it's a good relationship? Because that's what it comes down to. That's what the disciples are saying. They want that same kind of relationship that Jesus had with the Father. They want to have that same kind of relationship with the Father themselves. And that should be the desire that we have when we pray. It should be a desire to establish that relationship with God. Do you feel like when you pray, you've established that relationship? Do you feel it when you pray? Do you feel just that relationship, that bond between you and God? Do you feel like when you pray fervently, that there's power in your prayer? There's going to be results from the prayer? Do you feel confident after you get praying? How do you feel when you're done praying? When you're finished praying to God, do you feel fulfilled? Or do you feel like things are lacking? I think for a lot of us, we feel like things are lacking. And that's why Jesus instructs us into how to pray. And that's why the words that he shares are so important. And let's look at what he does say. He starts off by saying, "And when you pray, say, 'Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.'" Now let's take that, just two different phrases: "Our Father who is in heaven," and then "hallowed be your name." What Jesus is stating here in the very first part, "Our Father who is in heaven," again, it's going back to that whole theme of relationship. It's understanding that you have a relationship, that he is your heavenly Father. And what Jesus was instructing his disciples, the relationship that we have and the access that we have through prayer to the Father far exceeds anything the disciples could have had, because Jesus was still there with them. He since is, of course, now seated at the right hand of the Father continually. He is our intercessor. He is the key to that intercession. But he says to us, when you pray, the first thing he says, and I think this is important, the first thing Jesus instructs when you're praying is "Our Father in heaven." He's saying, make sure that you understand, make sure you focus on the relationship that you have with God the Father. The relationship is such an important aspect. Do you feel like when you spend that time, it's in a relationship? See, most of us, when we go to prayer, the first thing we do is we start saying, "God, here's the things that I need. God, here's the problems I'm faced with today that I need you to resolve." That's not a relationship. Jesus is saying it has to be a relationship. You know, if you didn't know me all that well, and I came to you, and you don't really know me at all, you might know who I am, but I came to you, and all of a sudden, I just said, "Hey, look, it's really nice to meet you. Here's the problems that I have. I need you to help me resolve these things. I need you right now to help me. I need money. I need health. I need this issue resolved at work." How would you feel if all of a sudden I came and I just brought these lists? That's not a relationship. That's bringing demands, but it's not a relationship. Jesus is saying, understand that you have a relationship, and that's what you should be striving for, is the relationship with the Father. Our prayer time should first and foremost be that relationship. You know what? God is talking to you all the time, and it's when you're taking that time to pray, it's when you're taking that time to establish that relationship, that you're going to be able to hear the things that God says. How many times have you said, "I never hear from God"? Well, let me ask you, how much time have you spent in prayer time just focusing on the relationship and just listening, just loving God, having a thankful heart, appreciating Him, developing that relationship, spending time with Him, and just listening? If you understand the relationship, you know what? You're going to hear God speaking to you directly to your life, to your needs, to the great and to the small things in your life. I guarantee it. Because He's speaking to you right now. God never stops speaking to us. We stop listening an awful lot, and we stop that line of communication ourselves. But God is speaking to you. Have you missed that? Have you missed that relationship? Do you want that? You can have it. And that's what prayer is supposed to be. It starts off with relationship. So Jesus is instructing us how to pray, and He's saying, hey, listen, when you pray, remember first and foremost, you've got a Father in heaven who loves you, who loves you like a father does. You know, we'll see that in a few verses down. We'll see that God is a giving God, that God pours out gifts abundantly, and He gives good gifts. This is what Jesus is saying. And He says this right after He explains about prayer. After He teaches about prayer, He talks about the goodness of God and the good gifts that God does bring, and that He's a good Father. Jesus is saying that He wants you. When He teaches about prayer, He's saying He wants us to focus on that relationship. If it's not a relationship with you, if it's just speaking to Him from a distance, like you're sending a text message, really impersonal, you know what? You're missing out on the most important aspect. Because if you have the relationship, if you have the relationship, hear this, if you have the relationship, everything else in your life is going to flow through that. It's through the relationship, and it's through the relationship that establishes and cements that faith that you have, that all those things that you are looking for are going to come to pass. I fully contend that if we spend our prayer time just thanking God, loving God, establishing that relationship, you don't have to ask Him for anything. You know, that's what it said in Matthew chapter 6. God knows your needs before you even ask Him. The purpose of prayer is not to ask for the things. It's to have that relationship with God. Now, the second part of that phrase, hallowed be your name. It's an acknowledgement of the glorious nature of God. It's an acknowledgement of who He is, of Father, but of a Heavenly Father. And there's also implicit in that phrase, hallowed be your name. There's a praise. There's a tone of praise. There's a tone of adoration. There's a tone of thankfulness and praising God for who He is, that He's not just a friend. He's not just someone that is a friend like I might be your friend. No, He is your friend. He's your creator. He's your God. He's the creator of all things. He's all powerful, and He loves you with a love that you don't experience anywhere else except through the knowledge of Him. And so it's implicit in this statement, words of praise as well. So Jesus is saying, hey, when you pray, here's the first two things Jesus taught. Disciples come, they say, teach us how to pray. Jesus, we want to have a prayer life like we see you have. How do we do that? He said, first thing, understand that it's a relationship. Because the disciples, they probably saw the priest praying. They probably themselves prayed the same way that you and I often do. It's distant. It's just rote. It's just repetitions. It's things that we've heard other people say. It's not personal. It's not personal between you and God. It's not you saying something that you heard someone else say in a prayer. It is you speaking to God yourself, speaking your own words from your own heart to God and sharing and letting Him share from His heart to your heart. So he says it's important to establish a relationship, but also, and this is key, praise. I think the majority of our time should be spent in prayer. Most of it should be spent just thankfulness, just with a thankful heart, praising Him for the good things He's got and He's given and He's established for us. I guarantee you, if you start thanking God, when you have that time of prayer, that time of just communion with Him, if you spend most of that time not complaining, not whining, not saying that things aren't working out the way I thought, but instead just saying, God, I thank You, and being thankful to God. Once you start praising Him for the small things and the simple things that come to your mind, suddenly your mind is going to start overflowing with a remembrance of other things that He is worthy of praise for. So Jesus, when He's teaching the disciples, says, here's the two things to start off with. And this is just the first verse that He gives. This is just the first two phrases in this. If you're looking for more power in your prayer, if you're looking to see, If you want a relationship, a true relationship, do you miss that? Do you want that relationship where you feel you walk in, you're embraced continually by that love of the one who created you, the one who is love? If you're missing that, it's easy. And Jesus said, this is how you pray. You start by making it a relationship. A relationship means it's not just coming and giving my list. It's a relationship like you would have with anyone else. But the second thing is, and he's going to end with this. You're going to see this later. He's going to end with the same thing. It's praise to start, and it's praise and thankfulness at the end. Praise is such an important part. How many times in your prayer time have you just praised God? I guarantee you, if you're praising God in your prayer time, if you're praising God, you don't have to even ask. You don't have to even ask those things. I told you this last week. I was praying about something. I went into it, and this is, you know, there was something going on that I just wanted to take to God. And I got praying, and I just started praising God. And by the time I was done praying, I never even asked what I had intended to, the need that I had, that I wanted to take to God the Father. Never even brought it up, because I knew that God had it taken care of, and I didn't have to even worry about it. In the prayer time, as I was praising him, it was just the assurance in my heart. I knew it was taken care of. Didn't have to worry about it. This is the way that prayer can be and should be. And if not, if it's not that way, you need to start asking yourself, do I want something more from my relationship with God? Do I want something more in my prayer time? Do I want to have a relationship? And do I want to have the peace and the joy and all those things that come with that time with him? I'll tell you what, if we're not doing the things that Jesus showed us in how to pray, we're missing out on understanding the love and the depth of the love that God has for you. Prayer time, that time of being with him, that relationship is so important to you. I know it because it is for me.